Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
You know, I had a lot of coffee. This slow starting music is making it really hard on the amount of coffee I've thrown down. I'm trying to pace myself as we say good morning to everybody. Man, we got a lot of stuff here locally going on. Miami Dolphins hired a senior passing game coordinator, Bobby Slowick, who will be with his brother and back with Mike. They've coached together a few times. He's been the Texans offensive coordinator for the last 2 years. You know, C.J. Stroud's numbers went way down in year two, and they let him go, although they had all kinds of problems on that offensive line. That offensive line was had some good-looking names, but that was not a great offensive line. So, anyway, now here's the issue. Like, I'm looking, and hey, you can add as many coaches as you want, and Mike likes having a lot of assistant coaches. You can count them, and there's as many as I can remember from any coaching staff we've ever had. This is what happens when you have way too much time and you hang out with the team. And the coaches are good guys. Most of them they're good guys. Some are a little more zoned in on their jobs, and some like to still shoot the breeze and check in on other sports and have some good laughs about our colleges and pros and everything. But we got another coach who's very well-respected, quarterback coach, pass game coordinator, Daryl Bevel, who coaches Tua. They got a great relationship, very close. And so now I'm trying to figure out senior passing game coordinator and pass game coordinator. Those titles are pretty close. One guy's got quarterback in front of it, and I understand it tells me that Daryl will be heavily involved with Tua, and his guy will be with him most of the time. But, yeah, man, and again, I get it. Want to get the passing game going. Wasn't good enough last year. I got to be honest with you. If Bobby Slowick's up early this morning, he's probably already in. If he's with Mike, he's been in for about 3 hours already. But if not, can we please bury this crap about the two-deep problem? The two-deep problem. It seriously, there's a lot of people that have seen and lived through the two-deep of running down the middle of the field, of seeing, and this is not something new, and everybody's able to attack it, and very few teams stay in it full-time, and so it's really hard for me to believe that we're blaming two-deep on our problems last year. I'm having trouble with the two deep problem, and I'm really tired of talking about it. And I think most people are privately. The two deep thing is we're too smart, we're too talented, and it's a real weak excuse to blame two deep. I just wanted to start with that as we get going, and we got a lot of stuff to get to, a lot of news. OKC on the road tonight with no Tyler Hero equals, oh crap, this could be a long night. OKC's won six straight games. And look to be right now in the regular season, the class of the West. And listen, Denver, we'll see, you know, the Lakers, and we'll check in. Memphis, is Memphis for real? Well, Houston, still a young team. All those teams are towards the top of the West. And then the other news, Damian Lewis, man, always one of my favorite guys when he was here as a player many, many years ago. Former first-round pick, one of the many defensive tackles in the first-round defensive tackle club, and Damian Lewis was one of them, is coming back. Was with the Buffaloes, Colorado Buffaloes last year, and Deion Staff will come back and coach defensive tackles at the University of Miami, where and Jason Taylor looks like will be on the outside, and it's great to have him back. I think it's great. I think everybody loved him when he was here, and he was about going about his business. He is not being handed anything. That guy's been assistant coach in Seattle. He's coached college, so he's earned his way, and it's great to have him back in the University of Miami family. I'm guessing most people feel that way, getting him back. And now we lost a lot of defensive tackles, and I'm just telling you the way this works. If you're not familiar by now with how the transfer portal, it's got another window that's going to open right after spring football. And the Miami Hurricanes will be looking to add depth from that. Now, I do want to add this to it. I saw people are talking, oh, you know, this is all they have. And, well, we got some guys we got to develop, man. I'm big on a development of young guys. You know what makes coaches look really good? And people that decide to go all in, whether it's a 4 or 5 star or first or second round pick or third round pick, somebody you draft, is first of all, you know they got the talent to be really good. Now you got to bring it out of them. They went out and got 2 5-star tackles, defensive tackles a year ago. I think they're both still on. Get those friggin' guys ready to play, please. Those guys should be playing. Instead of depending, you know, it's, and I get it, man. Whatever you don't have, you go, well, I mean, he's getting better, but it's slow development. But here, let me go into the Big Ten and the SEC. That guy's played, for, you know, 2 years of experience, and he's really good. I get it, man. I get it. It's win now. You're not going to have him a long time. There's no guarantees. But, boy, I'll tell you what, there is still something to be said about developing your own guy, especially when he's one of the top-ranked guys or top two of the top guys, top-ranked guys. Get him ready to play. If they're not very smart, simplify it. And build that confidence up, man. So that's that was my thoughts on Damian Lewis coming. He needs more talent than they have right now, or they need some guys they have to get better. And that's what spring football's for, to figure out what you have and you don't have. But there is another window. And if I'm going by the history of Mario Cristobal and what he did off the second window, transfer portal window last year, he went out and got some really good, really, really good football players. So I'm guessing they'll jump right back into it and do a lot of the same stuff. So we got a lot of stuff to get to this morning. Charles Davis, CBS NFL analyst with Ian Eagle, one of their top teams on CBS. We're going to talk to him. We've got, you know, now the season's over, right? Now the season's over. Now we're just getting started, man. So now everybody's going, all right, how do we catch up to those teams that were, you know, in the conference championship games and in the Super Bowl? And what do we need to do to get better than we were a year ago? And can we make a turnaround? Now everybody's going, can we be like the Commanders and make a turnaround from the team that looked lost to one of the best teams in football last year? And what a great run. Added a rookie quarterback that played like a friggin' star the whole year, including the playoffs. And so there's hope again, man, right? There's hope for everybody out there. And we got a lot of stuff. And there's going to be, every time somebody says they want to be traded, we're going to have some of our podcasters and other people say the Miami Dolphins, some of our writers. It's great stuff, man. It's great click stuff. We got to get that guy. I want to start with one of them. Debo Samuel wants to be traded from my San Francisco 49ers. Doesn't say, hey, man, already talked to coach. Said he's going to try to help me, you know, try to help me find a place. Won't take much. And so I see some of people, it's a no-brainer. Debo Samuel got the new contract because of Mike telling him, if you play well and listen to me and you work hard this offseason, you're going to get a big contract. He was all pro. He had Debo Samuel the year with Mike's last year was tremendous. But I got to tell you, I know nobody wants to hear about, you know, needs of other positions, and you actually have a budget, like somewhat of a budget, and you can't just go out and spend half your budget on wide receivers. I don't know if anybody's aware of this, but we just gave Tyreek Hill a brand new a guarantee contract. Jalen Waddle just got paid. And now everybody's going, you think Debo Samuel's coming here for what? You think he's going to go back on all the money he's made and guaranteed and what he's making? What do you think he's going to come here for, $2 million? Think we're getting the Calais Campbell special? No. No. And on top of that, you start looking around, man. I always say this with the group we have, and we start to affect some guys last year. We only have one football. One football. Last time I checked, a couple years ago, we were talking about having one of the best combinations of wide receivers. Matter of fact, I think we said it for almost 2 years there, till last year. And then on top of that, Jonnu Smith comes out in the second half of the season and catches a zillion footballs. And he's coming back. And he's going to be a big part of that. Not to mention all the receptions we get out of our running back position. So listen, man. Sounds great. I know you're putting together that make-believe all-star team. Does not make sense. As much as I know Mike loves Debo, so I don't think it's crazy. I'm not saying you're crazy because you're just doing the history lesson and you did it well. Debo Samuel was a big Wes Welker guy as coach and a big fan of Mike. But I don't see it. I don't see it. I mean, you got needs on a zillion other positions more than a wide receiver. Now, do you still need another guy? Of course. We're still looking. But some of this can
be... Does he bring that toughness that you're looking for to the offense, though?
Yeah, no, he's a tough dude.
Because that's like... I know you can't just keep loading up on offense. I understand that. But if you go back and you look at it, offense scoring points was their biggest problem, right?
Yeah, but it all goes back to the toughness that we're talking about on this team.
If I was going to spend a bunch of money, I'd go backup quarterback. But that's just me at this point. But yeah, I mean,
I just can't bring in a guy like that.
I mean, it's a pretty good weapon to add.
Well, there's no question about it.
He couldn't score, you know, for a large portion of the season.
He's running over our guys. He had a great game against the Dolphins. By the way,
everyone has a great game.
No. There were two guys for the 49ers that played well, and there are a whole bunch of guys that did not play well, actually, for the 49ers. But two guys that did. One was a tight end named Kittle, and the other one was another guy named Samuel who was really good. Actually, had a couple of plays called back because of alignment problems, but no.
So you're just concerned about money at this point.
I'm just thinking you got a whole bunch of positions. You're going to spend that money, take that money for him, and go give it to a free agent that can come in another position that we need a hell of a lot more than another receiver. That's all.
I agree that they have bigger needs, but if you take a step back.
Are you just everything? Do you really think a step back?
If you take a step back, let me ask you, what was the biggest issue?
It wasn't our wide receiver.
If you simplify, what did the Dolphins struggle with?
Our biggest problem is not our wide receivers.
Okay, but what did they struggle with? Scoring points, yes?
Yes.
Okay.
I just think all this goes back to the O-line, man. I think everything...
All right, then build the O-line if that's really what you think.
Well, that's what I think.
And I'm fine with that. I think you have to address that significantly.
They've given Butch Berry the more Band-Aids than any coach has ever had in this league. Here's some more Band-Aids. Band-Aid it with our backups. Make them starters. Here, this guy hasn't been able to work out, but, you know, he's tough, and I really like him. And listen, we got coaches that fall in love with guys.
Look, bro, it wouldn't be the offseason if the Dolphins didn't win free agency, okay?
No, we
they win free agency every year. That's their thing.
We do like our.
Right, that's the only winning we do. That's our thing. Okay.
We do like our free agency. There's no question about it. So anyway, we got a lot of.
So you're not into. You don't want to make the big splash.
No. And by the way, I figure I'm going to hear about Myles Garrett, Debo Samuel, Cooper Kupp.
Myles Garrett is even more intriguing.
How about Cooper Kupp? Somebody's going to go, Cooper Kupp a couple years ago, man.
Problem is, Myles Garrett wants to win. He made that very clear, right? He wants to compete for championships. I wouldn't come here.
And by the way, he ain't coming cheap. They're not giving him away for a fourth or fifth round pick.
No.
29 years old. By the way, I believe Debo's also just 29 years old. Listen, man, that guy would be no problem with that guy. Listen, the way Mike used him and the 49ers used him, he was a really, really unique dude, and he is the strongest wide receiver in the league. That guy runs dudes over.
Well, the biggest question offensively is, does Tyreek Hill get his step back, right? Does he turn back into the guy that, you know, for a few years was flirting with 2,000 yards? Is he going to turn back into that guy?
Well,
or is he going to be the Tyreek Hill from last season?
We need a 14 or 15, 1,300, somewhere in there. Tyreek
Hill looked real middle of the road last year.
He did, man.
If he's that again, you're in big, big trouble offensively, right?
And by the way, if that thing needed surgery, you know, maybe you need to go get that done. Because remember all that talk, he needed surgery after the season, and he needed it right then. He goes, no, I'm going to wait. And so now apparently it's healed up or something because he's not getting salad. I'm just tired of guys talking about, like, all these injuries and why, like, nobody has ever had an injury. Like, everybody's injured in the league.
Well, that's what they do at the end of the season. They come out with, you know.
Well, you know what happens? Usually guys come out like Jordan Brooks, and they actually get a surgery.
So you're saying Tyreek no more piggyback rides or whatever?
I just don't want to hear. Well, listen, if she's suing him, he ought to sue her back if he carried her, but that wrist is hurt from that.
Maybe he hurt his back, too.
Could have been both. Hey, we got to go to break here, man. We've got Charles Davis going to join us. A lot of stuff to get to here this morning, man. We are all over the board, and we are just starting here. We do have a lot of stuff. I just don't want to lose focus, man, of the offensive line and fixing it, and it's okay to do it through the draft. It's okay to build your team still through, in college football, through recruiting. High school guys and develop them. It's okay. Atlantic Men's Clinic is also okay. ED and low T is a problem, man. And it happens sooner or later. Coaches and everybody else, it happens to every man out there. So when a guy laughs and going, oh, man, you got ED and you're telling people you got ED and low T. And I go, yeah, and guess what, man? Every guy out there, doesn't matter. Black and white, we all going to get it. Doesn't matter who you are. It happens to everybody. I was lucky it didn't happen to me in my early 40s like it does to a lot of men. Half the men in their 50s have it. 60s, you're on your own. 70s, it's just a matter of time before we all realize, you know what? I'm tired all the friggin' time. I'm moody. I'm grumpy. And everything else. And people go, well, I know what the problem is. This man got low T. And usually with it, sex drive is gone too. And if you're having that and you've had to apologize to your wife and she's going, no, you're my wife's going, oh, you're stressed out. You got a lot on your mind. I go, I really don't. It's just not working. Anyway, Atlantic Men's Clinic took care of it for me. I know they'll do it for you. All you have to do is set up that first appointment. Professional, first class, everything's top secret. Don't worry about that. 6 locations. You go in there, you meet with them, you get the T, the PSA test, all the tests to find out what's going on. You get the results. They put together a program, and you're off and running, man. 10 months ago. And I got to tell you, I feel great, man. I have to because I've had some busy days. Playing tennis and working, man. I just like everybody else. I want to get more out of my days and not be tired all the friggin' time. And that's what's happened. Thank you, Atlantic Men's Clinic. I know you're going to have great results. That's why I've been telling the world. 877-455-7300. 877-455-7300. If you feel low T-ish and ED-ish and you know you have it, make the call to Atlantic Men's Clinic. You can get more information at AtlanticMen'sClinic.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com.
All right, Woody, let's go right to him. Always a good friend. Season's over, but we never let this guy get any rest. Charles Davis, CBS NFL analyst, along with Ian Eagle. You get to hear him every Sunday and sometimes on other days as well as we say good morning to Charles. Charles, how you doing, man?
I'm doing well, Joe. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. So everybody said this Philadelphia roster was the best in football. A lot of people I know felt that way. And then on top of that, you throw in really good coaching, and that was a butt kick and nobody saw coming. But I just thought all the things that Mahomes' greatness has been able to cover up finally got exposed in that game a little bit, along with the coaching staffs probably not getting enough credit. I thought Philadelphia's coaching was outstanding. What'd you think?
Yeah, I agree with you on just about every count there, Joe. I think that going into it, it was a good consensus that the best roster was Philadelphia's. The coaching part is the part I like that you brought up about it, because you know as well as anyone, coaching and development is a huge part of any sport, any aspect of it. If you want someone to be great, if you want a team to be great, it has to be the overall coaching, development, everything. So let's just take Jordan Mailata, the left tackle for Philadelphia, as an example. I don't know that there's been too many better stories about player development than Jordan Mailata in the history of the NFL, and that's not hyperbole.
Yeah,
he's a rugby player from Australia. He had never played the game before. They saw the traits. They saw the physical, you know, dimensions in front of them.
Amazing.
They drafted him to make sure they did not have to get into a bidding war, because people knew about him and is like, okay, who's going to sign him as a free agent and just take a flyer? Philadelphia had a plan, and that plan is Jeff Stoutland University, their offensive line coach, who develops people as well as anyone.
Yeah.
And this kid was willing to learn and work at it. And here we are X number of years later. Joe, it was, I believe, the Dallas draft in Arlington, Texas, where he got drafted. I was working for NFL Network, and we interviewed him. And he came to our set and had to go past the barrier and stepped over the barrier like Andre the Giant used to step over the top rope coming into the ring.
Yeah.
And I went, oh, my goodness. And but then I thought, yeah, but it's, he's never done this. Like, how do you pick this up? And look at where we are.
Yeah.
So put all that together, and then I'll end the soliloquy with Howie Roseman, general manager. I don't know that a general manager's had a better last year than Howie Roseman. Free agency, draft, the coaching decisions that were made because Vic Fangio comes in as D coordinator. Kellen Moore is in as offensive coordinator. Nick Sirianni goes from 2-2 and screaming at fans after a loss against Cleveland to becoming a much better, well-rounded head coach with attention on what the details are, not the fans. And, of course, Saquon Barkley is the free agent lynch piece that does the whole thing. So there you go, folks.
Yeah. Wow, that's it. But it's a hell of a story. Hey, Charles, I got to ask you this because you live it every Sunday. You have one of those officials with you every time there's a call and you go, what'd you think? And so you did that, and they used it. Did it sound – I wanted to get your take on this because you do it every weekend. And that is, it sounded like the official that was with Brady was actually – they were able to talk the NFL on calls to find out the league was telling them what the officiating was telling them what they saw or didn't see on pass interference or some of the other things. Is that what took place?
It wouldn't surprise me, but I don't know because wasn't in there with Mike Pereira, who was doing it for the game for that network. So I'm not sure about that part, but it doesn't surprise me because in the biggest game of the year, everyone, of course, concerned about officiating. We had that, you know, narrative about Kansas City getting all the calls. And then, of course, the first big call of the game was the 4th-and-2.
Right.
And I know, you know, I was at the game with Ian, and we were doing the game for international broadcast, so we were not listening to the game broadcast. So, of course, after the game and the next day as you're reading and hearing, I hear that there was a lot of chatter, obviously, and I knew there would be.
Right.
But Tom Brady disagreed with the call on the push-off on A.J. Brown. I believe Mike Pereira agreed with him that that was a call that did not have to be made. I was on the opposite side. I'm always like, hold it a minute. You guys talk all the time about hands to the head, hands to the upper part of the body. He's got a hand on his face mask, and he pushes off twice, and now we're not calling it. And then they got into the Trent McDuffie call. And here it is on a play, balls away.
Right.
McDuffie goes up, and where does he hit him? Above the head, above the shoulders. He's into the face mask. Again, they're talking about something not being called, and I'm like, whoa, 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 hold on a minute. This is very interesting in terms of how we're looking at officiating now. To me, both calls were accurate. And if you're going to take away both of those calls and we're not going to call them, you let me know later on what exactly you're going to call.
Yeah. It's you went through it, and I hear – I actually have just got – I got to the point before the Super Bowl. I said, listen, man, I'm tired of hearing about the officials give Kansas City all the calls. I seriously –
it just got old.
It got lazy. It just got – you know, and I get
– Joe, real quick.
Yeah.
Real quick. I've challenged every person that's come at me with that. I said, if you're a sports – are you a sports fan? I am. I said, tell me what dynasty that no one railed at the officials protected that dynasty. Everyone, when it was Brady and the Patriots, in fact, right the week of the Super Bowl, someone sent me a cartoon from back in that day when the Patriots were going for another Super Bowl, and it was a picture of handsome Tom Brady, a cartoon of Brady smiling, and three officials in the background hold up signs and said, go Tom, go, or go Pats, go.
Yeah.
So guess what? They said the same thing about Brady's Patriots. They said the same thing about when the Packers were winning Super Bowls and NFL championships, when the Steelers were winning them. And pick your sport. You think people didn't criticize the officials when Michael Jordan went to the hoop? Yes, they did.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
Absolutely.
When you are a top dog everyone thinks you're getting that, and everyone gets tired of you. Guess what, folks? The officials didn't decide this game. And by the way, they missed a huge one on Mahomes late in the game. Not that it would have changed the outcome, but on the forced fumble by Milton Williams, Jalen Carter stroked him right in the face mask on that play. No call.
Right.
The only call was taking the ball and trying to spike it over the goalpost. But he hit him helmet to helmet right down the mask. No call. But yes, that's right. Kansas City gets every call last time I checked. Give me a break.
You know, the other part of this is crazy. Listen, they make it real clear when they sit with us before the season starts. They have the officials and they go, hey, guys, number one job, protect the quarterbacks. Anything high to the head, anything. I know you guys don't like sometimes the way the sacks are called when they land on the quarterback. We're going to call it because people want to see these quarterbacks stay healthy. And by the way, there was a lot of quarterbacks that stayed healthy and played every game except maybe the last one of the year where they had already wrapped up position in the playoffs. Yeah. So
I
guess it worked, you know? It worked.
It works. And then you and I watch games, and there's times when those calls are bad. I'm not going to sit here and say every call these officials make are great. They are not. They are human. They're going to miss some. They make way more good calls than they do bad ones. And we like to pick and choose what call is great, what call is bad, and then assign a grade for the day on these people. And it's just absolutely wrong. Like most of these calls are pretty well on target. The quarterbacks being hit, not crazy about some of those calls. But as you said, this is where they're going to err on the side of.
Yes.
But I do want the quarterbacks to take some responsibility. These late slides.
Yes.
These cat and mouse on the sideline. Some of that's got to stop. If you want us to play brother-in-law's defenders, then go out of bounds where you say you're going to go out of bounds. Don't get two or three more yards on me to make me look like a fool, because the next time I'm going to throw a forearm right into your neck.
Yeah. No, it's a great point. I've been saying that same thing, like some of the late slides and some of the other things, which, by the way, a lot of you guys have all been saying. Well, you know, it's about that time for that other topic. What, 6, 7, 8 teams need a quarterback, and you're going, well, you can't get them all through the draft, and what's out there in free agency? I want to ask you this question. Russell Wilson, Aaron Rodgers, and Sam Darnold will be starters next year to start the season in the NFL.
I think there's a very good chance of that being true. Very good chance of that being true. Now, for Aaron, it's got to be, does he want to play for a team? Because I'm not so sure, if I say a team, I'm not so sure he can kind of dictate going to a team that is ready-made to try and make a run for it. He went to the Jets because he thought the Jets were ready, you know, hey, they were ready for a big run, and he was the big piece. I don't know the teams look at him as the big piece anymore.
Yeah.
After the last couple of seasons, after the surgery, and if these reports are true, Joe, which I'm sure you've seen, the Jets in their meeting with him told him, hey, if we do want to bring you back, all this McAfee show, all this other stuff, it's going to end. We can't have it. Wow. That's a whole different ballgame then.
Yeah.
Whatever you want to bring to town, Aaron, you come on, man. We'll do it. You know?
I don't think anybody's going to allow that again. Yeah.
Yeah. And what happens with Russell Wilson? Does someone grab him? Darnold still seems to be kind of the belle of the ball, despite the last couple of games. But my thing with Sam Darnold is, you finally achieved the success you want to achieve in the NFL. Are you sure leaving Minnesota is the right way? I don't care what the dollars are. Because the coaching in Minnesota, the style of play, the people you're throwing to, a good offensive line, you're going to get your Pro Bowl left tackle back next year. Is the money worth it to go someplace else that maybe is not the same situation? Because this is a situation where you have flourished and played the best football of your life. That's the question I would ask him. And obviously you have to ask Minnesota, are you ready to insert J.J. McCarthy right now, or do you want one more year of Sam Darnold? Yeah,
no, all good stuff. So I got to ask, I know you've been working with the Senior Bowl. You're out there and as well as starting to work on the draft, the second part of your job in the offseason. Strength of this draft to you looks like what positions, would you say, overall?
Big people, offensive, defensive lines. Yeah, offensive, defensive lines. That's kind of what I'm seeing right now. you know, meat and potatoes type players, as my colleague Daniel Jeremiah aptly described them when we opened up the Senior Bowl. That's kind of where the star power is, which doesn't overly excite NFL fans when it comes to draft time. They're going to want to talk Cam Ward. They're going to want to talk Shedeur Sanders. Who's the third quarterback? But I think that these offensive defensive linemen are kind of the deal. Abdul Carter, the pass rusher for Penn State, may be the best player in the draft when it's all said and done. Kind of like Jalen Carter was a few years ago, but Jalen dropped because of off-field stuff. Right now, I'd say Abdul Carter's right at the top of the food chain. I think the two quarterbacks are going to go very, very high. But I think if you actually truly rank them as the top players in the draft, I think that their number would be more in the 20s than it would be 1, 2, or 3. It's a different year for quarterbacks. But I think people are very careful about what they're going to say and how they're going to go about it. That's just the way that I see it. And out of last year's 6 quarterbacks that went in the first 12, there's a case to be made that neither one of these top 2 quarterbacks would go ahead of the first 6.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what? And I got to ask you this, too, why we're talking about this. You saw the Dolphins play a few times. I've been all over since the end of the season. Everybody's talking about all these different positions. We got to fix this offensive line. And I want to get your take on what you see in the games you've done with the Dolphins. What do you think would be the upgrade?
Oh, you know, listen, the offensive line there are players, if you're talking about players in the draft, there are plenty of players for it. I don't think you have any worries at all. Probably the best player at the Senior Bowl last week was a guard from North Dakota State named Gray Zabel. He's played guard, tackle, center. A lot of people would see him as a starting center for them. So there was a case to be made that he was the best player all week long at the Senior Bowl. So, yeah, offensive, defensive line, the whole thing. Joe, I'm just going to say what I've said before to you about the Dolphins. We all like to watch them play. I think fans love to watch them, especially in the early part of the season when their speed just overwhelms people. But until they go toe-to-toe and beat people that you have to beat with consistency, this is where we are.
Yeah. Well, listen, hopefully it gets better. Hey, Charles, man, I really appreciate you spending a few minutes with us just to talk about everything, kind of wrap it up, and I want you to have a good off-season, my man. But I'll be talking to you soon.
Hey, I look forward to it, Joe, as always. Thanks a lot. It worked out perfectly. I was able to ride with you all the way to my workout now. Now I'm going to go get brutalized. All right?
Okay. You stay in shape for both of us. I like that. Thanks, Charles.
You take care, Joe. Be good.
All right. Charles Davis, CBS NFL analyst. And interesting stuff with the officiating. See, he thought the calls were okay. Said no problem. Disagree with those guys. All right. We've got more stuff to get to here, but first I do want to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers, man. 14 dealerships throughout South Florida, so let's start with convenience. One close to you for a great experience to see what's going on here with the all-new Equinox. Boy, I'll tell you what, the 2025 all-new Equinox is special. Convenient driver tech, dynamic eye-catching exterior. Man, you got an SUV loaded with smart style and practical dependability. Right over to a 2025 Traverse, our midsize SUV. Spacious as can be, man. Comfortable seating for everybody. Boy, it almost feels like a big boy SUV. Almost feels like it's in the Tahoe family, but it's not there. But I'll tell you, it's got everything you need, including plenty of room for your cargo. Turbocharged 2.5-liter engine also gets better performance and is ready to go for you. And then, of course, the legendary Silverado trucks, man. It's like they've custom-made a truck perfect for your lifestyle. 4 different capable engines, according to what kind of power you need, they've got it all for you. Hey, whether it's towing, whether it's working, whether it's family, Silverado makes a perfect truck for you, working 5, 6, 7 days a week out of that truck. Hey, see your South Florida Chevy dealers today for outstanding offers going on right now at your South Florida Chevy dealers. Be one hell of a shock, Woody, if it happens tonight, boy. Tyler Herro, who had 29 in the first game, I believe, against OKC tonight on the road without Tyler Herro. And OKC has won 6 straight games, and so we'll see what 13 happens.
13.5-point dogs today.
Oh!
It's all right. It's doable.
Give me that 13.5 in your gambling world. What would that be in a point spread for an NFL game, 13.5?
13.5 in a regular season NBA.
Is that
game?
8 or 9 in an NFL game?
It's like 10.5.
Ten and a half.
Yeah, That Ooh. Means blowout, right? That yeah. that just
all right. College football game, 20. That's the one that's always good. You know, every week in college football, you look and you go, "Oh, they're 26-point favorites." Like, jeez.
These spreads are good, man. These guys do such a good job. So the Hurricanes basketball team last night was favored by 2.5 points.
Were they really?
They ended up, so, you know, people I know, they were like, oh, man, we got to take Syracuse. I go, well, I don't think so. That line's a little fishy. And Miami goes and wins.
Yeah. Got, well, they won 2 out of 3 now.
Yeah. Two straight home games. Yep.
How about that? Got a little something going. Hey, so want to thank Charles for coming on and spending a little bit of time with us here. I'll tell you one thing about that league. It's got itself set up, man. Like, they've got this thing figured out that you go, all right, Super Bowl's over. You take a deep breath. They go, no. We got all the top draft picks and their workouts and the combine. And if that's not enough, we'll have the draft and free agency. And like every event's kind of a big deal now. They've made everything, right? A start of free agency is now huge. The draft, obviously, is – where is the draft this year? Right here in Green Bay? Is that what we say, Green Bay, Wisconsin?
Yeah. I mean, what else are you going to talk about right now? Like, if you're a sports fan, it's like sad to say but what else are you? And I'm not trying to downplay what the Heat or the Panthers are doing, but
do you see what ESPN's doing too on top of this?
Their topic this morning: which teams don't have a chance?
No. They're
I love that one.
By
that
the way, boy, they must.
And the offseason came at us fast.
When
man.
Those guys Jeez. Are sitting around brainstorming topics, are going, hey, let's really.
Yeah, let's
piss some
crap
people
on some
off,
fan bases.
Some NFL fan bases that watch this. Like, hey, no matter what happens, your team has no chance to be relevant next year.
You know what the funny thing, though, is? Like, the league is designed so that multiple teams, a lot of teams have a chance, right? That's how the NFL is designed.
So who's going to be the next Denver and Washington
yes,
is what you're
exactly.
saying.
Exactly. Like, yeah. Nobody would have thought a year ago Washington would ever be in the playoff conversation. They damn near made the Super Bowl.
By the way, Washington is not Denverish where you just, hey, congratulations, you got in. Washington's flirting around with being in the elite right up there with with the big guys. Hell, they played Philadelphia a hell of a lot tougher than Kansas City did.
Yeah. Well, that's why the Dolphins' run is so impressive. Or miraculous. I don't know, however you want to say it. But because, again, the league is designed for you eventually to get over that hump, like to be good. Like, it's not designed to keep you in mediocrity. It's not designed to keep you bad.
Right.
Usually bad teams, if you're really bad, you can reset, you can rebuild, and you get good pretty quickly, right?
I just feel like we are in a funk, and we are trying to swim out of it because we have tied ourselves into some people.
Well, they're mediocre, right? They're a middle-of-the-road team.
They are.
And
they're
keep,
just that.
But they keep digging the hole deeper and signing bad contracts and bringing in aging vets. And so, again, the cycle of mediocrity sort of continues until you bottom out and you try to rebuild it. And it looked like, for a little while there, it looked like it was going to work, right? You bring in Mike. You bring in Tyreek Hill, you know, Tua's playing at an MVP level. That was the most exciting offense we've maybe ever seen down here.
So everybody's made, obviously, adjustments to what we do.
Now it's not just that.
I mean, we're down about 30 yards rushing per game, if I'm not mistaken. That's a lot of yards.
They throw the ball 8 yards in the backfield on most of their carries.
No. Those are actual passes, the ones behind the line of scrimmage. That's just
no. I'm talking about like when it's 3rd and inches and they pitch the ball 8 yards in the backfield.
No. You're right. That's still a problem.
It's a 4th and 7.
Totally agree. That is still a problem. I just like to be the Eagles. They just go, all right, you know what we're doing. No, it doesn't matter where they are. I don't know how many times they ended up the quarterback sneak. I'll just call it quarterback sneak instead of the push, tush, tush, push.
Yeah, it's getting a little annoying, right? Yeah.
But they get it.
They do every
what
time.
What is it, 90? What, am I exaggerating? It must be.
I don't think they got stopped. That I recall.
Chris Jones had his neck. He came out. They had to rub his neck from, like, those guys
I saw that. The funniest thing was, though, that
the end zone.
Josh Allen had so much trouble with that.
Yes.
Against the Chiefs.
He kept jumping to his left, but he got up high, and he wants to go over the top. And Jalen Hurts gets down low, and he goes, all right, Get a little horsepower behind me and in front of me. Here we go.
Baltimore runs it well when they bring the tight end in there. I like that play that they run.
They'd run that to Mark Andrews.
But Baltimore,
you're right.
I mean, you got Derrick Henry. So there's no short yardage situation that concerns you when you have that guy.
No, there shouldn't be. No, you're right. But that's one of the things that need to be taken care
of. Dolphins need a bruiser, man. They need someone short yardage that so you don't have to pitch the ball 8 yards back, you know, to you know, one of these guys. They need someone that you can line up.
So can I just go
just
back?
Ram it downhill,
you
man.
Hit me with receiver, now you hit me with running back. So you ready for my comeback now?
Sure, we don't have the money. Who are you going
to
tell me?
Tell the offensive line.
Oh, okay.
Get
you still need a big back,
line.
You still need a big bruising back,
I don't
though.
Need to hear that the O-line works hard. Of course they work hard. Everybody's offensive line works hard. I've never heard a team in 25 years of not winning a game in the playoffs, I have never heard an offensive line coach say, my guys just don't want to work. Those guys, they work. They get it. All those guys. They appreciate the opportunity. But you got to get more talent at those positions. I'm sure Butch Berry, I know, I could tell at the end of the year, he's getting a little salty and, you know, with the stuff and people getting on the O-line. Listen, man, he gets the most out of what he has. I think he's a really good coach.
Well, it's not his fault Chris Greer laughed at everyone when we talked about the offensive
line. That didn't help.
That wasn't his fault. He
didn't
do that.
Didn't help. I knew they
finally.
Chris
shouldn't laugh at anyone this year.
No, I noticed that Chris, what finally got him, because he got called. He goes, I knew you guys were going to bring that up. And that last time he goes, but I got to tell you, those guys work hard, man. And I go, no, you did not just go work hard. You didn't. Come on, Chris. You've been around. Nobody ever bitches. We got a problem with lazy offensive linemen. Those guys usually are grinders. They shut up. They don't talk much, and they get after it. Whatever they have, they're getting after it. We've got the 7 o'clock hour coming up here. Robert Bailey, president of Rosenau Sports and former player. What a hell of a career he had, too. We'll join us coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. Baldy's going to join us a little bit later on as well. But right now, before we jump into the 7 o'clock hour, with a lot more to get to, including all the news here in South Florida with the Miami Dolphins and the Miami Hurricanes. If you're just joining us, don't go away. Harvey Cohen and Gary Jude also got a message that I want to share with everybody out there that's been injured, either at work, been injured in an automobile accident. It doesn't matter. I want to tell you about not only my friends, but they are, but partners of Cohen and Judah Injury Law Firm, personal injury attorneys in Plantation, same partners who will handle your case from start to finish, more than 30 years of experience, and they don't have a bunch of other attorneys. They handle your case. When they say they handle your case, this is not a TV commercial where the big handoff's going to be taking place when the commercial's over. This is those guys going to trial and getting you multi-million dollar results, small enough just to call you back every day. That's the way they've always wanted to keep it. Harvey and Gary, that's what they do. Go to CohenandJudah.com. Read the reviews. Find out what people are saying. And I want to say this. If you feel like you're not important where you are right now, the law firm that's representing you right now, and you're not getting calls back, and you just don't feel the love, it's important to you. You're the one injured. Of course it is. You should be updated all the time. And if you're not, maybe it's time to go visit Harvey and Gary of Cohen and Judah and find out what they can do for you. Go to CohenandJudah.com. Get more information, 866-FAIR-FEE, 866-FAIR-FEE. Hey, Gary and Harvey, I'm coming over to see you, man, because I know you guys are damn good at what you do. Remember, they don't pay other lawyers to do the work you hire them to do.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Cook up a special dinner with USDA Choice Beef New York Strip Steak, bone-in for $7.99 per pound. And for that special someone on Valentine's Day, Debbie Lilly Design Dozen Roses for $24.99. Large pack of 2-pound strawberries or 18-ounce blueberries, $4.99 each. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.